you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun streaming for you 24-7, or you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, maybe crabdiving.com or your favorite podcasting app. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us,
yay,
we appreciate the flip and fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about. Tons of news. Breaking news.
Oh, really?
I got to get a breaking news drop.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all kinds of fun stuff going on. Join us. You're listening, so you've joined us. So thank you for joining us.
Danke.
Join us on social media and all that shit and buy shit through our Amazon hole. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just saw, I don't know, this made me laugh. I read this article about how nobody likes Ivanka in the White House. And John Kelly, you know, the current chief of staff, said that she plays in government. She plays being, you know, in charge of people. I think it's kind of funny. But I think that's what Man Baby does, too. That's the same thing your dad does, right? I mean, he's kind of just playing, right?
Well, she came out with that shit the other day when she was asked about the shenaniganry accusations.
Oh, yeah.
And she was all like, I don't think that's appropriate to ask. You know, she was her vocal
oh,
fry.
Oh, yes.
And she speaks so quietly like this. I don't think that's appropriate to ask the daughter of somebody. Fuck you, you asshole. You're a fucking, you're being... Well, you're not being paid by us, but you're being...
You work for the fucking White
House.
You
work for us, yeah.
And, you know, you sound like Elmer Fudd trying to have phone sex. That's who she sounds like. She really does. You're right. She has that weird-ass, affected vocal fry. I mean, and by playing government, what I mean is, like, she's actually just selling the shit, right? Or she's selling her fashion line.
Coincidentally, she seems to only go to countries where, like, she's slinging purses and shoes and jewelry and shit. Oh, my.
Yeah, really. I mean, God damn. If you're another country out there and you want America to care about you, sell some of her shoes or some of her bullshit. Or have, like, a manufacturing facility that where she pays people, like, $2 a month to build her hats.
Okay, sorry. I was discombobulated.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's okay.
A little discombobulated, making sure that the awesome new K-Voice is in the queue, ready to go after the show.
Viva la resistance.
So if you're listening live, make sure you keep your ear holes attached.
Oh, yes.
To whatever device and keep listening live to what's going on.
Right.
Kate was just digging in a corner. It's very
strange. Okay,
I don't know.
Yes.
I think a piece of kibble rolled behind that cabinet.
Yeah.
We might
come
have
on,
an event.
Intern. Hey.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday, everybody. It's a beautiful spring day. I saw a report about how spring has come early to many parts of the United States. Not necessarily a good thing.
Why? What is that? Global warming?
Well, yeah.
Come on, Nenny. Can I just enjoy this nice weather?
I mean, we may end up with crops fucked up eventually.
No.
It's great. Republicans don't care.
Right,
fuck
right,
all.
Right. Don't be so negative.
Like there's a shit ton to talk about. Let's roll
it's
right
crazy.
In to the headlines, and then we'll get to some of the other stuff here.
Right.
As soon as I press this button.
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, February 27th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie, pinko, liberal fake news. He doesn't really go after the HuffPost that frequently, to be honest with you.
I wonder why. I mean, they're fake news, right?
Oh, big time. Yeah, I would think.
They even used to, didn't they put a footnote on every story about Donald Trump saying that he was a racist liar or
A serial pussy grabber and a misogynist and a racist.
And we elected him.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we didn't elect him.
No, that's not how I voted.
The dickheads
I'll break my confidentiality and let you know that I did not vote
good
for Trump.
God, I mean, of course not.
Over to the HuffPost, the headline. Oh, look, it's a picture of the savior of the world. The
Yay.
Person who's going to single-handedly broker Mideast peace, who's going to single-handedly make sure that the Mexicans build the wall.
Oh, yes.
And all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Jared Kushner.
Wait, did he do any of that stuff yet?
They won't even talk to him in Palestine anymore.
Oh, really?
They're not talking to any Trumps anymore.
Well, listen, hey, Jared, that's going to be, it's going to make it tough for you to bring peace to the Middle East if no one will talk to you, dickhead.
Well, Bibi Netanyahu rolls around in the oil with him.
Come here to Jared.
Jared Kushner has had his security clearance downgraded.
Sad.
According to reports. The other day, Trump said, you know, I'm not going to make the decision. I'm going to let General Kelly make the decision, and I'm sure he'll make the right one. Well, they apparently hate each other, according to all reports, that the Kushners, Jervanka, as they call them over at Breitbart, because they hate them at Breitbart.
Wow.
Jervanka, they are allegedly scheming their Shakespearean schemes to try to get rid of Kelly.
Right.
But I saw a report just a few minutes ago that Daddy Don is scared shitless of firing Kelly because of the repercussions that would happen.
Why? Because he wouldn't have anybody to run the fucking White House or something like that.
Well, yeah, and it's just,
he should fire him, though.
Big, giant cherry on the top of the shit show that is his administration. If he can't,
right.
If he's going through chiefs of staff regularly, that's not a great sign.
Well, Donald, here's a thought. Maybe hire a chief of staff that's not a fucking liar. What about that? I mean, because he should be fired for this whole Rob Porter thing, right? Because he just fucking lied.
Well, yeah. He should have been fired when he went after that representative and lied.
What was that? The
I'm battling a sneeze.
Really? I almost remember what you're talking about.
I forget the representative's name. She's the African-American woman who wears the red cowboy hat all the time in honor of her grandmother.
Yeah.
But he said that they were at some party and she said some horrible things he heard. And that she's, what do you call her, an empty barrel or something
that? Oh, God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it comes out that what he said, she didn't say. They had there's proof she didn't say it. And he's refused to apologize or anything like that.
Fire him, Schittler. What's the big God, you fired so many people. So many people have quit. So what? What the fuck? I can't believe this guy's scared of a little turnover. And a little chaos. I mean, this whole fucking White House operates like that.
Right. Frederica Wilson.
Oh, wee wee.
Is the congresswoman.
Okay.
That he attacked.
Right. He's a dick.
Jared Kushner has been downgraded from SCI.
Oh, no.
Sensitive compartmented information.
Ooh. Show me your sensitive
access.
Compartment.
To secret level.
Oh, okay.
All the other White House aides working on high-level interim clearances also had their access downgraded. So these are the ones that were all these interim clearances because they can't get clearances.
God damn, Donald. Is there anybody you can hire that's not a piece of shit?
Early the same day, Trump said he would leave it up to his chief of staff, John Kelly, to decide what access Kushner should have. General Kelly respects Jared a lot.
So what?
And General Kelly will make that call, Trump said at a joint news conference.
Why would anybody respect Jared a lot? I mean, I don't know the guy. Here's what I know about Jared. He's got that building named 666 down in Manhattan. It's all fucked up.
That he owes a billion with a B dollars on, and that note's coming soon.
I don't know. Do you have any respect for Jared?
Fuck no. He's another trust fund shithead who's failed upward his whole life.
Why should anybody respect this guy?
A crook and a documented slumlord.
Hey, John Kelly doesn't respect Jared Kushner. I bet you $5 billion fucking dollars.
Hates him.
Oh, yeah.
Kushner is no longer receiving the president's daily brief. Well, that's okay. Neither does the president.
Nobody looks at that fucking thing.
His access to the highly classified intelligence briefing has been cut off in the past few weeks, they say.
Ooh.
He's reportedly accepting the decision and will not ask for special permission from the president.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at him being magnanimous.
Jared, this is good news. Because of this, you get to do even less and still hang out at the White House every now and then, right? I mean, what's the big deal of that? Where's the punishment?
And they got their fancy house like two doors down from the Obamas, right? Or something neighborhood. It says questions of security clearance were raised after the resignation of Staff Secretary Rob Porter, who was accused by his two ex-wives of mental, emotional, and physical abuse.
Great.
Top officials, including Kelly, allegedly knew of the complaints of abuse against Porter, but still gave him temporary security clearance.
Oh, fucking
that's
cares.
All right. Yeah, you took a swing at a couple of brads. What's that matter?
Hey, if you're a white wife beating racist, rapist piece of fascist shit, and you didn't get an invite to work at the White House, do you feel left out? You know what I mean? Don't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Ike Turner, if he was alive, would be like, hey, where's my gig?
Right. Hey, I'm a fascist. Hire me.
He was black, though.
Right.
So
see, that's a
much
problem.
Harder. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the spokeswalrus, said that.
Does she have tusks?
Refused to answer. Not visible. Refused to answer questions.
I keep them retracted.
Regarding his security clearance during a press briefing earlier Tuesday.
Hey, since when can you, if you're talking to the press and you're the spokesperson for the president, you can just be like, hey, Sarah, let me ask you this question. Blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourself. I'll tell you later. That's the answer to everything.
That's basically it. Or, yeah, I don't know how the president feels about that. I'll get back to you.
She also says this a lot. Listen.
That's how she starts almost every sentence.
Listen.
Last week, fuck Sanders you. Said that she said that Kushner would continue the great work that he's been doing.
Ooh, let me start jacking off.
He's a very valuable member of the team.
The great work. What's he doing? What has he done so far that's so fucking great?
Well, you know, I would kind of like to see that myself. Where's Jared's list of great accomplishments?
Here's what I know about Jared that's great. He's got a great collection of those down vest jackets without sleeves. That's the only thing he has that I think, you know, that's great.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo is that Jared was downgraded. Let's drag our knuckles on the ground a little bit and strap the drool cups to our faces.
Strap it on.
Be ready for what's going on over at the Drudge Report. There's a picture of Don Jay.
Oh, yes.
Senior. Trump says, I'm in for 2020. Well, we knew that.
No big deal.
Names
dickhead.
His campaign manager. And then the third one says how he wins. I mean, there's just no way he wins re-election,
this is how
right?
He wins. Russia does some bullshit. He gets the racists to come out en masse again, and he wins. That's how he fucking wins.
It's not, you know, it's not a done deal that he's going to lose. So stay woke.
Guys.
Stay woke, y'all.
Whoever the Democrats put up, just fucking vote for him. Who gives a shit? We got to get the fascist out of office.
He's named Texan Brad Parscale as his 2020 reelection campaign manager. This guy is the one that looks like one of those, what do they call them? Lumber sexuals
who...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean. Perfectly coiffed, long beard.
I'm out of beard oil.
And wears, you know, $700 flannel shirts.
Oh, yeah. douchebag.
Is, but he's already got... Russian jizz clogging his nose.
In his beard.
Because he worked for Cambridge Analytica. That's that evil Betsy DeVos. Wait, Betsy DeVos group? No. Who are the evil billionaires?
Yeah, the Cokes.
Mercers.
Oh, the Mercers.
The Mercers. That's the that evil data firm.
Yes.
That the Mercers own a stake in. And there's questions about them getting in bed with the Russians.
Right.
Or possibly they're the ones who gave the campaign data to the Russians.
Oh, shit. So then this guy that works for them is going to run his fucking campaign in 2020. God damn it, Mueller. Stop taking lunches. Just fucking...
President Donald Trump has picked a digital guru who built his career in San Antonio to run his 2020 reelection campaign. Ugh, Brad God. Parscale, whose San Antonio web design firm played a leading role in Trump's digital efforts in the 2016 race, will be his campaign manager for 2020.
Good fucking God.
He worked for Trump long before he became a candidate, and his firm was paid millions of dollars during the 2016 campaign.
You know. Hey, Brad, did you help install any fucking despots in the Balkans? Or did you help overthrow any governments like Trump's other campaign manager?
The Trump campaign says it plans to be engaged in all the 2018 elections, providing candidates with generous support, endorsements, and rallying the support of the political grassroots.
Ooh.
By engaging Trump supporters in districts and states.
I'm going to grab your pussy, and then I'm going to put a bunch of gum in my mouth and kiss you, whether you like it or not.
So there you go. This guy, I think I've seen interviews with this guy, and he's a real dirtbag.
I was going to say, there's no way he's not a colossal piece of
shit. He's a real asshole and, like, proud of if there, if, I think he basically said if social media campaigns convinced everybody that Hillary, you know, has a vagina of death.
Right.
Then, fine.
Fine
and good. Yeah, it's one of these Machiavellian, you know, the end justifies the means. We don't care how we get there. This is the new ethics-free GOP, the ethics-free conservatives. We don't care how we win. We'll cheat, lie, steal, as long as we win.
I mean, based on who's been his campaign manager in the past, I would be shocked if this guy's not a total piece of garbage.
Right.
There's just no way. The odds are against this guy being good. This just it's fucking impossible. And he's a lumbersexual, which is fine. I'm just saying.
Oh God, what a picture of Steve Wynn. There's a
Steve Wynn.
A subheading or a sub headline over at the Drudge Report. It says, "Breaking news: Woman tells police Steve Wynn raped her in the 1970s." God. A woman told police she had a child with casino mogul Steve Wynn after he raped her, while another reported she was forced to resign from a Las Vegas job after she refused to have sex with him.
Oh, shit. God, these fucking GOP goddamn fucking dirtbags, right?
Well, yeah, rich white guys.
Holy fuck. We got to get rid of some of these rich white guys. And I don't mean like rid of them, like make them go away. I mean, redistribute this fucking wealth.
Wynn has vehemently denied misconduct accusations, attributes them to a campaign led by his ex-wife. He's blaming his ex-wife.
Oh, another
his
one.
His ex-wife is hiring all these women to smear him.
God, another one of these rich white guys who's a fucking victim. Steve Wynn's a victim. Suck my dick.
They're all the biggest snowflakes. It's not even funny.
It's a witch hunt.
One police report shows a woman told officers Wynn raped her at least three times around 1973 and 74 in her Chicago apartment. She reported that she got pregnant. Oh, my God. And gave birth to a girl in a gas station bathroom.
Holy fucking shit.
In one instance, the woman claimed Wynn pinned her against the refrigerator and raped her.
Yes.
She said he then made a phone call, kissed her on the cheek, and left.
Oh, my God. She had a baby in a bathroom at a gas station.
That's what she said. That's the story going on.
You know, sometimes they don't even have paper towels in those things. They have that cloth thing that rotates around the crank.
Yeah, you got to aim for that. Straddle it.
Those are horrible. I hate those.
I don't think they use those anymore. Those are very, they're not as hygienic as
how do they get
shit
clean?
You just throw away.
When you cycle through, does it wipe the dirt off of it or something? Or
well, it's not cycling it. You're not using the same cloth that somebody else used. It rolls from one roll to another.
Oh, okay.
Like a scroll.
Who thought of this? What nutball?
The second police report says that a woman told the Popo that she had consensual sex with Wynn several times while she worked as a casino dealer at the Golden Nugget, but was forced to resign when she turned him down later in the summer of 76.
God, these guys. Nobody can tell these rich white guys no. It must be a shock. You're so arrogant. It's a shock to you. It's just like, I don't really want to fuck you, but thanks for the offer.
So that's over at the Drudge Report. The Steve Wynn accused of rape.
Wow. Congratulations, everybody. Nice work.
I'm assuming there's probably a stupid statute
limitations.
Thank you on that. Couldn't think of the word. I'm bedazzled by the picture of him.
Oh yeah, this is fucked up. I'm gonna walk over there and look at it.
You need to take a look at this. He's got that too poorly dyed hair. He's obviously had a significant work done because his eyes, you know, have that I had my eyes done look. And
you know who he looks like? If you know the actor Noah Wiley, he was on ER.
Oh, what kind of a rough hellscape has Noah Wiley been through?
Well, if Noah Wiley has a rough last bit of his life,
if he was a 70-year-old billionaire rapist,
yeah, that's what he's going to end up looking like. This guy, yeah, he looks like Noah Wiley took a wrong turn. He looks like a Muppet.
Those are your headlines over to the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo.
God, Steve, I'm serious. You might be just as ugly on the outside as you are on the inside, which is, I mean, that's something else. I mean, my God, you're a rapist. He's rapist ugly.
Rapist ugly. The other big news of the day, which...
Yes.
That Rick Gates, this is what may have caused, I don't know if this, if he got wind of this was going to happen, or Hope Hicks, you know, his beloved Hope Hicks. Right. She's so wonderful. She's a genius at 27. She's PR genius.
I mean, listen,
no offense to 27-year-olds.
No, and she very well could be a PR genius for her last job. She could have been great at it. I still know why the fuck she ended up in the White House. It just doesn't seem like a good fit. I mean, what the fuck do I know about running a government? But, I mean, wasn't she? She was Ivanka's PR person for her fashion line.
Right. She started working for a PR firm, I think, right from college, and then just got assigned to the Ivanka campaign for her shitty clothing.
You sit around and think about, boy, it would be so fucking cool to be president. And then I can get all my fucking stoner loser friends jobs in the White House. I just never have that. I would never hire just the people I knew to work at the White House. I mean,
well, you're kind of not, it's not done. And that's why they frown on this nepotism. But like Chris Matthews says at every chance he can, it's the Romanovs. It's like the Romanovs. It's like the Russian royal family, the Romanovs.
Well, it is, right? I mean, that's a fair comparison.
True. Nobody elected fucking Jared. Nobody elected fucking Ivanker. And if they had
Ivanker.
If they had a modicum of experience in, I don't know, anything
Russia
worthwhile, then that would be something else. But they're trust fund shit drizzles I'll say it a million times, failed upward their entire privileged fucking life.
They're fucking idiots. And we were watching that. What is that show we watched? John Oliver's fucking show that's on HBO?
Last Week Tonight?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, they played some clips of dickhead Don Jr. being interviewed over in India about stuff. I mean, this guy, he's dumb as shit,
dude. He's so stupid, yeah.
Now, Don Jr. has the dark hair, slick back. He's not like the blonde guy with the fucking barracuda fucking face. God. Whew, jeez. God damn. How does your DNA get fucked up so much that your face comes out like that? I just don't know. It's like a Picasso painting.
Mueller.
Yes. Mueller time.
With Rick Gates has apparently dropped some charges.
Oh, wow.
Which is a huge sign because the reason that they dropped these charges is because Mr. Rick Gates has entered into a plea deal.
Yes, but hey, but this is a witch hunt. What are you talking about at Vile Experience?
It says former Donald Trump campaign deputy Rick Gates is quickly discovering that cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller has its advantages.
Yay. Hey, Rick, you know what else would have had its advantages? Not getting in bed with Schittler. That would have been better.
Well, he was attached to Manafort.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if Trump's dirty, Manafort's fucking filthy.
God, why didn't you guys flee to Russia? That was dumb.
The Mueller asked federal court to dismiss a series of criminal charges against Gates, including tax and bank fraud.
Oh, shit.
In exchange for his guilty plea and testimony in the wider probe into the 2016
Ooh, yes.
presidential election.
Wide probe.
Gates also secured another win when a different judge granted his request to take his children to Boston next week for their spring break, well outside the 110-mile corridor between his home and Washington that he was allowed to travel.
Wait, so now he can't go to Washington or Boston?
He gets to go to Boston for spring break with his kids.
Okay. Who the fuck goes to Boston for spring break?
The additional leniency comes after Gates agreed to a plea deal last week, stipulating that he must cooperate in any and all matters that the special counsel's office decides are relevant.
Right. Man. The walls are closing in, Schittler.
They think he's going to help bring Manafort down, and the ultimate goal is Manafort then brings Trump down. But I've seen this more than once now over the past several days where they're talking about if Manafort is an actual, real, and for true Russian agent, which, you know, we kind of think he was.
Right.
With all that Yanukovych stuff and everything, the former president of Ukraine.
Right. I mean, don't we
scuttled off to Russia.
I mean, isn't it kind of understood that, yeah, Manafort was a Russian guy, a Russian agent, an operative? I mean,
if he's like really, really under the Russian nipple,
yes,
then he may never flip because they're probably going to give him a polonium sandwich and his family,
right,
and his dog and his neighbors,
shit.
And you know, I mean, the Russians have probably threatened to kill him and everybody around him if he spills and admits everything that happened.
Is it true that Putin lactates pure
vodka, Stoli?
No. What is that shit you poisoned somebody with?
Polonium.
I lactate polonium.
So yeah, he may very well think, well, you know, I would turn, but fuck, yes, the Russians are going to fucking kill me. So he might rather spend his last days in American jail,
right,
alive, as opposed to getting shot on the street or getting polonium'd up.
Can't we protect this dickhead Paul Manafort? Can we put him in protective custody?
Well, maybe they could witness protection him.
Right.
I guess.
But he's tall and he's a large guy. Where do you hide this galoot?
He may have to forgo the just for men.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Paul, stop dyeing your hair. Quit looking like, a fucking lead in The Sopranos.
But then, you know, I mean, his family and stuff, I don't know if his...
Remember those daughters like that were
daughters hate him
bitching about him?
Yeah.
Dude, if you brought Russian spies into your daughter's life, they're gonna hate you more.
Yeah, now their lives are potentially in danger because of course they would threaten his daughters.
Thanks, Dad. God, imagine this fucking guy. Yeah.
Glad you made those millions, Dad.
Well, what an idiot. You brought these. Putin's going to go after your family now? Was this worth it?
I guess we'll see. We'll have to see. And we still don't know what Bannon squealed. Bannon supposedly answered every single question they asked.
Right.
So.
Well, Bannon must want to throw these fuckers under the bus big time.
Well, especially.
Does he hate Manafort?
Jarvanka.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he hates Jarvanka. Why? Hates because they're Jewish?
And
probably, yeah. Bannon's a fascist.
And I think he's not too thrilled with the Suns either.
No.
Because they're fucking morons.
Well, they are. Who the fuck would want to even... Listen, that Don Jr. on that John Oliver thing, he said some stupid fucking shit. What is he like? He's talking about the poor people in India and how even the poor people in India know how to smile.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's different here. The poor people here have big smiles. On their, they appreciate. This is not like these ungrateful poor in the United States.
My friend went to India, and, you know, you could go on these tours to see, like, the worst areas of, Mumbai or something, and where a Slumdog Millionaire took place.
Oh,
sort of.
Boy.
But the point is, you go on these tours and it gets people to open up their wallets and donate money to charities and shit like that that help these neighborhoods. But my friend went on one of those tours because, you know, he wanted to see it. He's like, I want to see how bad it is. And he's like, it's insane. So horrible. I don't know. I don't know if he said that if they were smiling.
Who was it? Robin Quivers went to India and spent one night and was like, I'm out of here. She's like, this is a shithole. Get me out of here.
Robin Quivers is a broadcaster on the Howard Stern Show.
The Howard Stern Show. There you go. The Gates, Rick Gates. I'm not sure if that news is what may have triggered this morning's twit storm from Don.
Is it? You know what? I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Or, but there's a lot of quotes.
Okay.
Now, you know, he also, a couple days, you know, he went on that he called into Jeanine Pirro.
Right.
That asshole, that moron on Fox. And I mean, he was just incoherent. And there was also a segment where on MSNBC, they made fun of it because of how rude he is to her and like talks over her. Won't let her finish a question and keeps talking even when she's trying to continue and ask another question.
Yes,
it's funny that he just rolls over her.
God.
So this morning he tweeted a quote. He's got a very good point. Someone in the Justice Department has a treasure trove of evidence of Mrs. Clinton's criminality at her own hands or through others. That ought to be investigated. I fully agree with the president on that. And the quote is from Judge Napolitano.
Oh, my God.
On the Martha McCallum Show.
Wow.
That lunatic Napolitano, that Fox twit.
God.
Who was on with Martha McCallum.
Right.
Who was another Fox twit.
God damn.
So Trump tweets that as a quote.
That's crazy.
There's a treasure trove of evidence of Mrs. Clinton's criminality.
Just leave Hillary alone, man. I mean, but the thing is, if he uses Twitter to rile up his base, and that's a perfect idea, right? Because those people hate Hillary. It doesn't matter. And they're dumb.
How much of his base is on fucking Twitter, though? How much of his base is...
Damn, that's a good point. I don't know, because Twitter mainly deals in text.
Yeah, and I think it skews younger. I think Facebook has the slightly older crowd, right? But I don't...
And his crowd isn't necessarily the reading crowd either.
Well, true. 280 characters might be pushing their limit.
That's too much for my fans.
The next tweet, another quote from Fox News. I've been skeptical about the collusion and obstruction claims for the last year. I just don't see the evidence in terms of the collusion. It's all a bit implausible based on the evidence we have.
Right. implausible.
I mean, saying, you know. Jonathan Turley, whoever that is, on Fox News.
If it's implausible that Schindler did anything wrong, that he didn't collude, that he didn't fucking obstruct, then what do you guys think Mueller's doing in his fucking bunker with some of the best investigators that we have? What are they doing? Jacking each other off all day?
Next tweet, another quote. We've seen, and I have a feeling this is Trump's edit. All caps.
Yes.
No evidence of collusion. I've seen nothing. The firing of James Comey and all of the aftermath, that suggests the president has obstructed justice because he's exercising his power as president of the U.S.? I just don't see it.
Right.
Judge Ken Starr.
Oh, my God.
Ken fucking Starr.
Now, Ken Starr was the prosecutor on the I Got Come on the Dress
yes.
thing with Clinton. Yeah.
And then the next tweet, which yes. is, you know, the last couple, let's see, he got 13,000 comments on the first quote, 13,000 comments on the second, 18,000 on the third, on the Ken Starr quote. And the next tweet has 51,000 comments.
Oh my God.
Which all it said is all caps. Witch hunt.
If it's a witch hunt, why is Gates pleading guilty and working with the government? I mean, what? Why would he agree to testify if this was against about nothing?
And there have been so many articles and even Republicans saying, well, you know, this really means that it's not a witch hunt. Nothing proves that yet. Has come at Trump. Yes, we haven't
right.
seen the charges or any evidence against Trump. What evidence did we have out there against Gates, you cunts? What evidence
right.
did we have out there against Manafort before he was indicted? We didn't have any. And that's how it's working with Trump, you little snowflakes. It's not like Mueller's going to go on television and say, well, here's what I have today.
Right. Yeah. And by the fucking way, I bet some of these GOP and these Republican fucknuts that are privy to information we don't have, they probably know.
Right. And that's every once in a while I'll say that to one of the trolls that comment. I'll be like, oh, well, they say there's no collusion. Oh, you're on the Mueller team.
Are you CC'd on those emails?
You're
dickhead?
Privy. Yeah, you're okay. privy to the Mueller investigation team. Well, do tell. Give us a scoop here. Give us our jizzy dress.
Ooh, yes.
Make us famous.
Right. MAGA.
Yeah,
we want to be famouser.
Thanks to everybody that listens.
Right. Hey, thank you. Thanks for telling your friends about our show. We appreciate it. You're
right.
Making the country better.
Or, you know, at least angrier.
Oh, yeah.
everybody's angry.
Yay.
The best compliments we get, I think you mentioned this before, but I think one of the best compliments we get kind of often is that it's like sitting around with your friends and shooting the shit.
Yeah.
On our show.
Right. With your really cool fucking friends.
Yeah, with your really angry,
that are very,
cool friends.
Really smart.
So then he just tweeted,
ugh.
I want to encourage all of my many Texas friends to...
Don't mess with Texas.
No, fuck you.
To vote in the primary for Governor Greg Abbott, Senator Ted Cruz.
Blech.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, one
Blech.
Of the lowest life forms
Wait.
Scuttling around this planet right now, Dan Patrick.
How in the fuck can you say that when you mention those other two douchebags? Surely to God, they're
yeah,
both
but
as douchey.
Dan Patrick used to be a hate radio guy who is the one that is single-handedly behind the show me your dick and prove you've got one to use this
God.
Bathroom law in Texas. He's the one who's behind. I'm pretty sure he's the one who's behind the. You're gonna bury the pile of goo that you just passed after taking a morning after pill.
Hey Dan, just an observation. You're really concerned with what goes on between people's legs. You know,
Christian. He's
what the fuck?
He's super Christian. So of course, it's all they talk. That's all they worry about is what. Other people are doing with their naughty bits.
Oh, yes, sure. Fuck poverty. Fuck, you know, raising the minimum wage, whatever. Whatever.
I'm trying to find. I had the crab diving spreadsheet is
Greg Abbott
is overflowing. But I have a. I thought I had a story about. There it is. Go ahead.
Greg Abbott, wasn't he involved in that fucking thing with Dancing with the Stars, former contestant Rick Perry? Some sort of vaccination thing where Rick Perry was going to require every school, every.
Oh, to get the HPV vaccination.
Yes. And it was Greg Abbott's company or something like
that.
Oh,
was it?
Yeah.
I know Greg Abbott is the one that told his people he would look into Jade Helm.
That's fake.
He would look into Jade Helm and make sure that that evil Negro isn't secretly mobilizing the army to come take over Texas.
Right. But Texas is already part of us. Why would you take it over?
You remember that press conference or that yes. town hall that poor army lieutenant general or whatever the fuck he was?
The major. He was honest with these
people. And
he
had charts. He had maps. He was like, this is what we're doing. This is how it works. We pretend that certain areas are good areas and we pretend certain areas are bad. Because they're like, why is that area designated the enemy?
It's a drill.
And he's like, it's not, you know, there's nothing. We're not taking over. We're not secretly building FEMA camps. None of that's happening. And then some older asshole fuckwad, assuredly racist Trump supporter stood up and basically said, I don't care.
I don't care.
I believe you're doing it.
Here's the facts. It's not right. happening. That guy says, I don't care.
I believe you're doing it. I think you're lying.
Imagine this guy, this major in the army, has to sit there and explain to people, we aren't attacking Texas.
Right.
We're not doing that.
Well, how moronic.
I don't want to attack Texas.
That was like the secret tunnels under the Walmarts. Remember
that? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
These people, I mean, we've
built a network of tunnels connecting all the Walmarts. And that's how we're going to spill blood or whatever the fuck. See, you know what? A lot of these nutballs, they get wet. They have wet dreams about this sort of thing. The government taking over. I got to get my gun and defend my homestead. That's what they fucking jack off about.
Ted Cruz is running for senator as our Presidente just tweeted his alleged support. And there's a report now that U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke, who is a Democrat from El Paso, who is probably or is, I guess, the running against Ted Cruz.
God, El Paso.
Is once again reporting raising more money than Ted Cruz.
Oh, shit.
Over the first 45 days of this year, O'Rourke raised $2.3 million, almost three times more than Ted Cruz's $803,000.
God, Ted, I mean, since Donald Trump, shit really hasn't gone your way. Do you remember when Trump called you a pussy? That sucked.
Well, he...
He was quoting that lady.
He's quoting that woman. He didn't call him a pussy.
I know you. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I think that was the best clip from the presidential election. I mean, just the way he...
I don't know. I'd have to...
Well, he said he called...
I would need a list of them because I've forgotten 98% of the horrific stuff he said.
Well, he said... She said, he's a pussy. That's how he said it. It's so fucking funny. I mean,
he's like, I can't believe you said that. Remember? Oh, yes. Oh, I can't believe you said that. I would never repeat that.
And
oh, what she
know.
Said.
Do you think Ted Cruz is a pussy? Do we have citations to back that up?
Ugh.
So, folks, we're going to have a whole different thinking. I've been saying for a long period of time, take the oil. Remember? Remember this about me. I was against because I've had Hillary say, I don't like Donald Trump's tone. And I've heard Jeb say it too. I don't like Donald Trump's tone. You know, he's a low energy guy. So he doesn't like tone. But honestly, he said, and she said, and they said it the same day. And I thought to myself, well, I can tone it down. I'm a smart guy. I'll tone it down. Then I said, wait a minute. I turn on television. They're chopping people's heads off in the Middle East. Mm. If you're Christian, the head comes off. If you're not Christian, the head comes off. We haven't seen stuff like this since medieval times. All right.
I love medieval times. I love when I was king for a day.
He was talking about the restaurant.
It was my birthday, and I watched a jousting.
Oh, my God.
And I got to eat with my fingers.
This guy won.
I mean,
it's fucked up. Yeah.
The head comes off. If you're not Christian, the head comes off. We haven't seen stuff like this since medieval times. All right? Medieval times. And people are worried about my tone. You heard the other night at the debate. They asked Ted Cruz, serious question, well, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely, and he didn't. He said, well, it's, you know, he's concerned about the answer because some people, she just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out because I don't want to. Okay, you're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, he's a pussy. That's terrible.
Oh, my fucking God.
It's our president, everybody.
You guys elected him. I mean, you know, hopefully most of the people listening probably
nobody
vote for the fucking guy.
God damn. I hope, yeah.
I know he's quoting her, but still, I don't remember Obama ever quoting anybody and being like, yeah, he's a pussy. Or, damn.
Damn.
He's a pussy.
Woof.
The rest of that speech leading up to that is, it's insanity.
Well, right. I mean,
it's nuts.
It's not that different from that shit he gave at CPAC the other day.
If you're a Christian, your head comes off. If you're not a Christian, your head comes off.
And the brown people are coming for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I've got, I don't know. Good news?
Oh, shit.
Question mark?
Fuck you.
Again, something heinous that the Republicans and the conservatives want to do has been thwarted.
Yes.
This time, Arizona.
Yeah.
Which, the more I learn about Arizona.
God, they need a helper.
Yeah, the more Alabama-like it becomes. The U.S. SCOTUS today. Yesterday.
You know what Arizona needs? It needs a support animal. The whole state does. Just like a dog that'll like walk around with it and make it feel good so it stops doing racist, shitty things.
I
like,
wish that dog anything. I like dogs. I wouldn't wish dogs on Arizona.
Hey, buddy, go pee on Joe Arpaio.
So the U.S., and let's not forget at CPAC, they booed John McCain.
Oh, yeah. They booed him.
They booed John McCain. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday refused to overturn a ruling from even the Arizona Supreme Court.
Damn.
Listen to what they tried to do, though. The ruling that stands
says
that gay couples are entitled to the same parenting rights as heterosexuals when they get divorced.
Duh. What?
Nah,
why?
They didn't want to in Arizona.
Why?
Because they're trying to take away absolutely everything they can from same-sex marriage.
So they're saying,
and trying to make it a lower status, second status.
Two guys get married, they adopt a kid, they get a divorce, and then what happens? The state is supposed to take the child back?
The case was ruled on previously by the Arizona Supreme Court, which said that the custody battle between Susan McLaughlin and Kimberly McLaughlin would be treated like any other family law case.
Okay.
Well,
why? What are you going to treat it like?
You know what I think it is? I think one of the women, they were married in 2008.
Okay.
California. Susan McLaughlin began artificial insemination with an anonymous sperm donor.
Right.
After that procedure didn't work, I guess.
Okay.
Kimberly McLaughlin began the process, and she became pregnant in 2010. They moved to Arizona. They signed a co-parenting agreement that gave both equal rights, responsibilities, and obligations of the child. Before the child's second birthday, marital problems.
Right.
Led to Kimberly moving out of the house, taking the child, and cutting off all contact with her spouse while petitioning for divorce. Oh, well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's total bullshit, man.
Arizona's presumption of paternity law, which has never been applied to a same-sex couple, states that a man is presumed to be the father of a child if he and the mother were married at the time in the 10 months immediately preceding the birth. The case will now go to Arizona family courts for custody arguments. So,
wouldn't it be easy to just do the logical thing sometimes? I just want to ask these dickhead GOP loads. Every once in a while, just the logical thing would be to extend the same parental rights.
Well, this also was the one parent being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And kind of shitting on same-sex marriage by saying, well, no, this is... Now, all of a sudden, she wants a special case. Now, all of a sudden, she wants to say that because the little crotch bun shot out of her vagina, that the other woman shouldn't have parental rights.
Right. So we need the courts to come in and do the right thing.
And they did.
Yeah.
The Arizona Supreme Court said, no, you treat it like any other family action, civil action.
It's the logical fucking thing, yeah.
So I don't think we can even blame this on the Republicans.
Blame it
on the one angry mother. That's, I guess, good news.
That's good news. I mean, you know, they got a divorce. I don't know. Maybe that could be good news. I mean, they obviously weren't getting along.
That once again, we have to... fight to make sure that everybody's treated equally.
Because we don't like the problem with having a Shitler in charge is that there's nobody. He's not a role model, right?
What's the role?
What do you mean?
What's the role you want modeled for a lunatic, authoritarian man, baby, weak coward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen. I mean, Obama came out and he said and he steered our country in logical directions at times. You remember when that school wanted to check everybody's dick before they went to the bathroom and they didn't want to let kids go to the North Virginia?
Oh, Virginia, yeah.
And Obama came out and spoke about it, said, hey, this is what's up. This is a logical thing. We don't have that anymore.
I think that's still being litigated. That
is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, guys.
Oh, yeah, here's that story that White House insiders are claiming that Trump fears blowback if he dumps Kelly.
Wow.
He doesn't have the balls to fire him, one person said.
Who would he hire, though? That guy with the beard oil, that his campaign manager dickhead? Or
there was a talk that rumors that he wanted, what's that dude's name? Kevin McCarthy from the House, the second lizard in charge over there under Paul Ryan.
Would he be better than John Kelly? Who knows? Doesn't matter.
Who the hell knows? Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
I don't think, I wouldn't wish, I mean, I guess I would wish that job on my worst enemy, because what a horrific job.
Horrible job.
Any job in there. Did you see that Omarosa? I mean, we loathe her. And
she's
pond scum like the rest of them, but. You know, she's now amusing pond scum because she's out ratting on all of them.
On this Celebrity Big Brother shit.
Celebrity Big Brother.
What did she say this time? These have all been
She
good.
Said that she felt emancipated when she left and that she's finally off the plantation.
The White House is a plantation. That's what she's saying?
Well, I actually believe her in this
instance.
She might
not be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not. Especially when Jeff Bosset shows up.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Can you have all the black people wear white gloves?
This guy over here makes me nervous.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Right.
It's almost the reach of the near in the top of the hour here.
That's right.
Crab Diving Radio, everybody.
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
I've got another story. Where's my morning zoo? Oh, there it is. Hey, everybody. It's a crazy, wacky day here in crab diving.
The dew point is 69.
With a thud and,
right.
And pretty, I don't know. I'm sure something else obscured this news or whatever.
Yes.
But It's actually kind of because Devin Nunes's memo, his little fan fiction piece that they wrote, really splatted down on the ground, and nobody seemed to give fuck all about it. Do you remember Hannity breathlessly saying, "This is it. This is going to bring down the FBI. This is going to bring down. They're going to have to stop. They're going to have to fire Mueller. They're going to have to stop the investigation. This is proof positive that Trump is innocent."
Right. The memo, the whole memo.
The Devin Nunes memo.
It was not a fucking thing.
And then it came out and nothing happened because everybody could fucking see that it's bull fucking shit.
But what was the purpose from the GOP side about the memo? Was it just to buy time?
To drizzle jizz into the mouths of the base.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it probably worked.
Eagerly awaiting their bukkakes.
Oh, yes. Hey, guys, hurry it up. I got somewhere to be. Get an appointment.
The Democrats wrote an extensive rebuttal with, like, the facts, refuting basically every fucking word of what the Nunes memo was asserting.
But it's been redacted.
They redacted a lot of shit out of it, yeah. But they released it, and, you know, nobody cares. The headline over at Vox says, "The Democratic rebuttal to the Nunes memo tears it apart."
Nobody believed it anyway.
Well, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if you guys are baseball fans, but if you follow the Cubs in the 90s, in some team beat the Cubs, let's say, by 15 runs, nobody would give a shit because they'd be like, "Oh, yes, right, of course."
Tim Lincecum was going to the Rangers, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that trending on the Twitter.
God, that guy used to be the best. God, I thought he was going to end up the best pitcher in history, and I don't know what happened, you know? What happened, Tim? It all fell apart. Sad. God bless you.
Allergies in Florida.
God fucking bless you. Aren't you using that Flonase?
I just started.
Okay.
I think it takes a little bit to... Because it's like a steroid. You just shove up your nose.
God. What's up with these allergies? Why do you do that to us?
Hope my balls don't shrink.
Oh, is that allergies? Oh, the steroids. Yes. Kate, keep an eye on his balls.
The Nunes memo's core allegation is that the FBI and the DOJ misled at least one federal judge on a FISA court during the Trump-Russia investigation.
Is that a big deal?
If it would have happened, it would probably be a big deal, but it's completely untrue. The FBI requested a warrant to spy on former Trump campaign aide and cartoon character Carter Page.
Is it true? He showed up in the press with a red hat.
No, he was walking down the street in a red hat.
But
people took pictures of
him. Could you imagine?
But nonetheless, he looked like an idiot.
You're like a Russian spy. If you have all this fucking training, and I'd be like, "Hey, Putin, you got me tailing a guy in a red hat. I think you can get somebody with a little less pedigree to do this fucking job." Guy's got a red hat on.
The FBI and Department of Justice argued that Page had troubling connections to the Kremlin, wanted to check him out as part of their overall investigation. An essential part, according to Nunes, came from the so-called Steele dossier, which it just didn't. The problem is that Nunes argues is that Steele's research was partially funded by the Democrats.
Ooh, lock her up!
And that the FBI purposely neglected to tell the court about where that funding came from.
Right.
In essence, I'm reading from Vox. Nunes alleges that the FBI used Oppo research put together by a Democratic political operative to go after the Trump campaign without disclosing that clear conflict of interest to the court. This was, according to Nunes, quote, "a troubling breakdown of legal processes established to protect the American people from abuses related to the FISA process."
You know what's disturbing about this? I can see if you're an idiot, mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging Republican dickbag that you would believe this whole conflict of interest bullshit.
Well, Adam Schiff in the rebuttal memo quotes a lengthy passage from the actual FISA court application that the FBI sent. In one key line, it explicitly notes, quote, "the FBI speculates that Steele had been hired to find information that could be used to discredit candidate number one, Trump,
right,
campaign.
He happened upon the...
In other words, they said there he was hired to find Oppo.
Right. That was his fucking job.
So everything Nunes says that they didn't, they misled the judge and lied to him, didn't tell him it was evil Killery that had hired Christopher Steele.
Right.
Here they said it. He was hired to find information that could be used to discredit candidate number one's campaign. And it doesn't matter. Every prosecutor ever, everywhere,
yeah,
on any television show said, that doesn't matter because you always have hostile witnesses.
Yes.
That fucking hate the person that they're giving you up or giving you evidence on. How often does a disgruntled employee turn on someone? Or
yes,
a former husband, a former wife? I hate that fucker.
They're
Here's
biased.
My information. Right.
I mean, how can you?
Of course they're biased.
Don't you think the people looking into Trump and the CIA and the FBI, I mean, I imagine they hate him. Some of them do.
Well, sure.
He said they're fascist.
That's the thing about those, the what Steve Doocy calls the lovebirds.
Oh, yeah.
The two FBI lovebirds.
Ooh.
Snapchatting each other, whatever
right.
the fuck they were doing.
Saying,
what an idiot. Yeah. Oh, my God, what an idiot this guy is and stuff like that. Well, obviously, they lied then in their investigation because
Ooh.
They don't like Trump.
They're biased. Hey,
so that logic, Devin Nunes right. is lying because he doesn't like Hillary.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Logic, Draco Malfoy.
Lying.
What's his name?
The dude from all the Benghazi investigations.
Yes. Trey Gowdy.
Gowdy.
He's lying.
Right,
because
of
he's
course.
Anti-Hillary. So obviously he's got a bias. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
I mean, we're all sentient human beings, right? We walk around. I've got, you know, synapses firing off in my fucking skull. I have opinions about things. You wake up in the morning, you have biases.
Right. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to be able to perform your job objectively.
Do you think the detective...
You might want.
Right.
You might hope that you find some shit. But that doesn't mean you're going to some shit to find.
Do you think the detective... investigating Son of Sam for years and years, had biases against that serial killer.
I think
killer.
He probably didn't like the guy, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
right.
What the fuck, guys?
So, I mean, it's just not true. And,
what
and,
is the,
and,
yeah.
And Schiff quotes the FISA memo.
Yeah.
That they gave. There's your proof right there.
Right,
that's
right.
It says here at Vox. That's it. That's the ball game. The FBI clearly states right there, the FISA application, that they believe Steele was hired to find dirt on Trump.
Right.
If the core of contention of the Nunes memo is that the FBI didn't do that, the Nunes memo, wipe your asshole with it. That'll
wait,
be more use.
What if you believe the Nunes memo and you think the FISA warrant was... It's a bullshit FISA warrant or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Oh, the
like
Democrats faked the FISA warrant?
Hey, Obama's
How do we
born
know
in
that's
Kenya.
Right, FISA warrant?
Obama's born in Kenya. There's a fold in his fucking birth certificate, you know?
And then they say here that it just, the Schiff memo goes on to shred other arguments, every other argument.
Yes.
That this stupid Nunes memo. And where are these other memos that are supposed to be dropping? Remember Devin Nunes slithered over to Fox News to Trump TV and was saying, oh, well, we're going to be issuing memos on the State Department.
Yeah,
we're going to be issuing
shit?
Memos on... Blah, 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 blah. So,
hey, but it's a witch hunt, too. I mean, it's a witch hunt. There's no evidence
yeah,
here.
I don't. Trump is the only one saying that now. And Hannity.
Right.
You know, and really the most servile dick lickers yeah. that he's got.
What does Nunes do after this?
Time.
Oh, yeah, well.
I hope.
I mean, does he go on Fox News? Does he go on Breitbart? Is he going to be a contributing author to some InfoWars? I mean, he's vile.
He's got the personality of a potato.
Yeah.
He's even when he's on television and stuff,
You're
he's really not. There's
potato.
No way he's going to. There's no way he's gonna
You're a fascist
end up on television.
Tater.
He's not. He doesn't have the sparkling, effervescent personality right. of Jason Chaffetz.
Oh, yes.
Which I still don't understand how he ended up on Fox.
That's a good gig, man. I mean, all these right-wing nut job dickhead Tea Party loons. There's only so many fucking slots at Fox News.
That's not nice.
What?
Calling them slots.
Oh, slots. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Trump, are you ready for some Trump's America?
Fuck you, boy.
Oh, or should no, I'll save Alex Jones for a little bit. We'll get to LT's Alex Jones.
Ooh, we'll just
slip the Alex Jones tip in a little bit.
Ouch.
Trump's America, everyone.
Eat my dick.
So of course it's gonna be racism, anti-Islam, anti-Semitism, hate.
Right, absolutely. Get my sheet.
And in fact, over to the HuffPost, there's a story. The number of anti-Semitic incidents in the United States rose nearly 60%. In 2017.
Wow. Now that's a great. Why do you think the reason for that is? Jeez.
The Anti-Defamation League said it's the largest single year increase the organization has ever recorded. Let's see. What happened in 2017?
I don't know. I mean, come on.
According to the report, they counted 1,986 anti-Semitic incidents in 2017, a 57% increase over 2016.
God, this is so fucked up.
Also, the second highest tally they've ever recorded since 1979 when they started tracking this shit.
See, man, that's why with this racism and this fascism shit, you can't tolerate it. You can't tolerate it at all, and you got to take it seriously. Now look where we are. Look at this shit.
The head of the ADL said a confluence of events in 2017 led to a surge in attacks on our community, from bomb threats, cemetery desecrations, white supremacists marching in Charlottesville, children harassing children at school.
Yeah, I mean, and we can say Donald Trump hasn't really enacted any laws. You know, it's just all executive orders and that kind of shit. So we can say our courts have protected us and things like that. But what about this shit?
These incidents came at a time when we saw a rising climate of incivility, the emboldening of hate groups, and widening divisions in society.
Yes, perfect. Fucking perfect.
The most common place for these acts was hate in schools. Isn't that great?
Wonderful. I'm going to go to school. It's supposed to be a safe environment. I'm going to study, do all this other shit. Now somebody's being anti-Semitic.
So these are little shit stain kids.
Oh yeah,
learning from their big shit stain anti-Semite parents.
Hey, it's the presidency of fuck you. It's all these people, these fucking racist, ignorant white fucking gun lovers. They're like, the world's against me. I'm a victim. And their kids start parroting out this bullshit. And now they got a president that's emboldening them.
This follows a recent report from the ADL finding that white supremacists in the U.S. killed more than twice as many people in 2017 as they did the year before.
Well, why don't we ban all these white supremacists until we figure out what the hell is going on?
But Brian, there's some good people on both sides.
Oh, both sides.
Hate crimes in general rose about 5%.
Yes.
In 2016, preliminary statistics for 2017 show a 20% rise in hate crimes in 13 American cities.
A 20% motherfucking rise.
Yep.
I mean, you can't say it's not because of Donald Trump. It's totally him. He's emboldened these guys. I mean, we saw in Charlottesville, those fuckers were marching without motherfucking hoods. That's unacceptable.
Hate groups is up about 5%.
God, great. Who the fuck joins a hate group? What's your problem?
And the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes.
Said the director there said President Trump in 2017 reflected what white supremacist groups want to see. A country where racism is sanctioned by the highest office. Immigrants are given the boot and Muslims are banned.
Make America great again.
Then continuing from the HuffPo, it says, to the delight of racists and fascists across the country, Trump has on numerous occasions given political cover or tacit support to white nationalism during the campaign.
Yep.
He was slow to disavow the support of David Duke.
No, Mike. He claimed. Donald Trump claimed he didn't even know the guy.
He also tweeted an image of Hillary Clinton standing next to an apparent Star of David and a pile of cash, which was an anti-Semitic meme that originated on 8chan. And oh, he retweeted God. It.
Well, that's all his pervy supporters hang out anyway.
Remember they were trying to say it was a sheriff star?
Yes, absolutely.
It's not a sheriff. It ain't a Jew star. It's a sheriff star.
How about that thing he tweeted out? Do you remember the golf ball thing?
Where she got hit in the head and knocked over by a golf ball, yeah.
You're a dickhead, Donald. You're a fucking dick.
Once in office, Trump issued a Holocaust Remembrance Day statement that omitted any mention of Jews.
How do you do that? I'm not going to mention the Jewish people in my statement about Holocaust Remembrance. I don't get it.
He refused to condemn his supporters for making anti-Semitic threats against a journalist. I know nothing about it, he said.
Just say it's
You'll
wrong.
Have to talk to them about it.
No! No, you don't! If somebody says some journalists were attacked, somebody was, you know, saying anti-Semitic things at them, you can say that's wrong.
And, you know, the guy, I don't know where the Daily Stormer is these days. It keeps getting kicked off the web. I think it's on the dark web. Andrew Englund, the neo-Nazi...
Nine.
Who hosts the Daily Stormer neo-Nazi web magazine.
Give it up for that piece of shit.
At the time said that he interpreted Trump's lack of condemnation as, quote, an endorsement.
Yes, and he's right. I don't understand it. It should be a no-brainer. Are you against Nazis? Yes.
And then, of course, after Heather Heyer was killed by a neo-Nazi fuckwad, Trump said there are very fine people on both sides.
Neo-Nazis are fuckheads, and we do not have to tolerate Nazis in this fucking country.
Right.
We don't. Watch that movie Inglourious Basterds. What Brad Pitt says about Nazis is how we should all feel. Fuck Nazis. Fuck them. What the fuck? 20%.
Trump's America?
That is disgusting.
Continues.
Okay, perfect.
With a report out of, let's call it Florida.
No more Nazis. Fuck this.
For a report out of Florida, in Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, you know where that is? That's where all the monkeys are from that Tarzan movie.
Oh, is it?
Absolutely.
Well, the Popo there have done arrested a 55-year-old man on felony charges of written threats to kill or do bodily harm.
Right.
Because he's mad, he sent a letter to former Congressman David Jolly, Republican.
Okay.
Who is now a pundit and is on telly and is pretty anti-Trump and pretty... He's pretty critical of the Republican Party in general because of all their racism and anti-Semitism and misogyny and women shit and et cetera.
It's a whole ball of shit.
And has also, but now he made the grave error of apparently retweeting some of the Parkland survivors.
Anti-gun
tweets. So this guy, this 55-year-old man, Gerald Patrick McGuire, he sounds Irish, of course. Gerald Patrick McGuire is being held in the Pinellas County Jail.
Good God. I bet that's nice.
On $10,000 bond for a Twitter response to former Congressman Jolly, which included the error-ridden threat.
Oh, God.
Shoot David Jolly. Shoot him. Be a American. Shoot him.
Oh, shit. See, is he kicked off Twitter for that? I imagine, right?
Well, unless they let him get to Twitter in jail also.
I mean, Schindler should have been kicked off Twitter for the shit he said to North Korea.
On the day of the threat, a former congressman had retweeted Kyle Griffin.
Yes.
From a producer at NBC, who MSNBC, who tweeted a video of one of the high school survivors, Cameron Caskey, appearing on CNN. So it was a video that he retweeted, and that was apparently too much for McGuire.
Oh, man. Boy, what garbage.
A week prior on his Twitter feed, McGuire tweeted a video from InfoWars.
Bam! Perfect!
And he also tweeted about Jolly to the Kremlin.
What?
At Kremlin Russia.
Yeah, listen, nutballs. I mean, it's enough that you're racist and that you're Nazis and then you're crazy, but like this guy, I mean, don't you have to work, you fucking Nazi? You're so busy.
His Twitter bio says, Rockefeller and Rothschilds in Scientology, a shadow government operation, greatest profit he ever made from his Hollywood.
Don't you, this guy needs a vitamin, he needs a fucking Prozac, he needs a service animal.
Well, the scary
He's
thing
fucked
is,
up.
One would think this is a bot, a Russian bot, that's this inarticulate. And stupid and bad with the English language.
He's just
is a real dude.
Right. He's a lunatic from Florida who's probably armed to the fucking teeth. He probably needs lithium and he probably owns a Burmese motherfucking python.
Oh my God. He tweeted to Russia.
To Russia, the country.
To the Kremlin. At the Kremlin, a lunatic video on YouTube.
Yes.
The title of which is David Jolly, former U.S. representative, equals Charlie Crist, U.S. representative, lobbyists working for Scientology cult of pedophilia,
yes,
rape, abuse of the old and young slaves for Tom Cruise, American actor freak, and John Travolta. And John Travolta, American actor, killed his kid and then audited it out of his brain.
What? You killed your kid and then he audited out the kid's brain or his brain?
Out of the memory of the kid, apparently.
Can you do that?
Scientology erased it for him.
Hey, Tom Cruise, I will join if we can audit certain things out of my head that I don't like. I would love that.
But he tweeted that to the Kremlin.
Okay. How do you tweet? Is it at the Kremlin?
At
or?
Kremlin underscore something something.
You got a lot of time on your hands, dickhead. Why don't you go to the gym? I imagine you. You know.
He goes by Jerry Maguire on the Twitter.
Right. Great.
Here's another tweet earlier when he responded to Jolly after Jolly criticized President Trump. This is a real person. I would put big money on the fact that this was a bot because the English is so poor.
Right.
Stupid, no one ever liked Jolly asshole retard lobbyist from Scientology, cult leaders, nightmare tax exemption, free for your, YOU*RE,
nice,
pedophilia, put Charlie's head up your ass to make Aloma?
Aloma. What the fuck is that?
L-O-M-A.
Are you sure these aren't the lyrics to We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel?
Right. Good God. And so this is a real person. Well, the American...
It's not a bot?
The American... Well, he's been arrested. The American education system has failed. It's just simple.
It,
with people like this can exist in our society.
I mean, I forgot where I was. But I heard someone ask someone else how to spell the word wear. Like when you wear something, is like I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
The word wear, which is W-E-A-R.
Yes.
And I think they were confused. Like, is it W-E-A-R or is it W-H-E-R-E? Like, where are you?
Right.
And listen, I'm not a genius. But shit. I mean, can't we know that? After you go to school for 12 years in this fucking country, can't we know that? Do I sound like an elitist fuckwad?
The apostrophe when pluralizing something drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's wrong.
We're going to put this picture. We're going to put this story up on our Facebook. We have to, just for the mugshot of Mr. Gerald Maguire, 55.
God.
Facing felony charges. Writing, shoot David Jolly, shoot him.
Oh, God. Great.
There you go. Real person.
Ugh. Barely. I mean, that guy's barely a
you
person.
Could probably describe him without looking at the picture.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Corpulent.
Yep. Hashtag Florida.
Fuck you, boy.
Angry.
I got a Burmese python, because fuck you. If you're a python owner, you own a snake as a pet, let me explain to you what that is. Let me explain to you why you're fucked up. That is a fuck you. It's like, hey, look at this pet I have.
Well, can't... not necessarily. Sometimes people might just like snakes.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
But why?
Well,
but
why do people like cars? Why do people
Because they get you from one place to another. You drive. You use them to drive.
Okay, why hamsters?
I don't fucking know. I mean, a hamster. No, I had a hamster. You know what you can do with a hamster? You can pick it up. You can pet it. You can show it affection.
You could do that to your snake.
No, the snakes are cold-blooded, dude.
Yeah.
They don't.
Well, I'm not saying they enjoy it a hamster does. I'm just saying you could do it.
But it's cold and slimy. Sure. Let me get out my snake.
They're not slimy.
Look at my spitting python.
Haven't you ever held a snake? They're not slimy.
Oh, yeah. It just feels... I have had a snake. I had an albino python wrapped around my neck one time.
Oh, for that children's show.
Children's show. And
oh, I'd love to see that tape.
Well, it's on VHS in this place. I don't know where the fuck it is, but the look on my face...
Oh, you got to get those put on digital.
Oh, yeah, I'll get right on.
Before they go bye-bye.
Whatever. Yeah, you're right. I should do it. I don't even know where they are. Okay, go find those for me out of the archives.
There was a snake at Pensacon.
Oh, God, why? For what reason?
Well, somebody had a snake in an aquarium.
Oh, okay. That snake looks happy.
Behind their booth.
Why do we have these fascinations with snakes? I don't understand that. You fucked up.
Pensacon is the Comic-Con kind of equivalent here in Pensacola.
Yes.
And I got my geek on last weekend.
It was fun, though, right?
It was fun. It was fun. Crazy. I mean, packed.
Did you get to hold the snake?
No snakes were touched.
Maybe next time.
Continuing Trump's America.
Yay!
This is... And again, this is another one of these candidates we talked yesterday about. What's his name? Paul Nehlen, the white supremacist, Nazi hate fuck, who's running for the Republican nomination to beat little Pauly Ryan if he runs.
Please.
He's running for that spot.
Right.
Challenging him in a primary, even though we haven't found out if little Pauly Ryan's going to run.
Is he going to be a coward like some of these other GOP loons? Like, fuck this.
And the, I think he's going to bail because he wants to be president. He wants to run for president in 2020, and he thinks he'll be able to wash all the orange off of him by that time.
Do you think Paul Ryan is similar to Ted Cruz in the fact that he's a pussy as well, or no?
But so we were speculating as to how the Republicans can claim that they're not the party of racism when every horrific subhuman that is trying to run for stuff right now
is racist.
Is running as a Republican.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you think about what Donald Trump stands for, build a wall because we got rapist Mexicans trying to get in, you know?
Yeah.
We got to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the fucking hell is going on because to him, all Muslims are in ISIS. I mean, it's just straight up racism.
NRA TV host says Parkland shooting is just like Benghazi and liberals are to blame.
How?
Because they didn't, apparently the liberals in law enforcement didn't read the signs on this kid or something like that. And
can I offer a counter to that argument? Diane Feinstein.
I think anyone could. Yes. Because yeah, well, it's
Kate
moronic.
Could. Yeah. I mean, Diane Feinstein had the assault weapons ban, right? We had an assault weapons ban.
Sure.
And then we got rid of the assault weapons ban.
George W. let it expire.
So if we still had that assault weapons ban, do you think it would have been more difficult for this guy to get a hold of that AR-15?
Yes.
Okay.
I would assume.
That's an point. That's a point, right? That's a valid fucking point.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
That would only happen like once a month. Remember those days?
Yeah, it was once a fucking month.
When the president would say something right. Stupid and or horrific only like once a month or so.
And it was just stupid, really.
Right, right.
It wasn't racist. Or sexist. They're like, I'm going to grab their pussies.
I think his wife is Mexican. He's married to a Mexican woman.
W?
Laura, yeah.
Laura.
And he speaks Spanish.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is that Grant Stinchfield, that host NRA TV. We played clips of him before.
Jeez, Grant, you make me sad I'm an atheist, because I sure wish you could rot in hell, you fucknut.
We got people dead from Benghazi. We got people dead at Parkland, and liberal leadership is at the height of all of it.
What the fuck? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, you know, right, of course. Because they want everybody to be armed. If all those teachers and every kid had been packing like the Lord wanted us to.
Right. Well, they passed something in fucking Kentucky saying that...
In a school district. One school district.
Right, yeah. That they could start deputizing teachers or something like that. That's fucking nuts.
I'm not gonna play the clip of this asshole. I don't want to listen to Grant Stinchfield from NRA. Yes.
Thank you. My ears, thank you.
So this candidate, like Paul Nealon, this is another fucking asshole. This is Illinois.
No, oh, okay.
My home state.
From Illinois.
From whence I was birthed.
Right.
This is a raw story. A racist shock jock.
Okay.
And Illinois State Senate candidate.
Oh, nice.
Of course.
Perfect.
Has been rebuked by his own party for his bigotry. So they don't want him.
Right.
But then again, what is he running as?
Republican, baby.
Exactly.
Because
where does he think he will find a home and votes? Even if the cuckified Republican leadership doesn't agree with him.
Well, I mean, maybe they pull a Roy Moore. They see that this guy's running. He's got momentum because he's a racist fuckhead. The Republicans will be like, well, maybe he wasn't so bad.
Oh, if he wasn't. Yeah. If he was winning, he would absolutely be. They would do a Roy Moore. I have no doubt. The Republicans have no ethics.
That's what happened with Trump.
Right. Well, right. Now he's lashing out at the GOP for censoring him.
Oh, shit. I can't be a racist fuckhead. I'm sad.
Host, the candidate's name is Bob Romanek. He hosts an AM radio show called On the Dark Side.
Blech.
Where he fashions himself the Grim Reaper of radio.
Oh, that sounds fun. Now you get to run for office.
In regards to the county GOP rejecting him for racism and sexism, he says he doesn't give a damn.
Dude, the GOP rejected you because you're racist. That's nuts.
Right.
Think about who the fuck they are, dickhead.
If he doesn't make it, Trump's going to give him Jeff Bosesh's job.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to renew DACA. I mean,
they just punted on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're like, we don't have to do anything because that court ruled.
Oh, great.
The St. Clair County Republicans did not mention Romanek by name, but they urged voters to only support Republican candidates who do not use such racist, sexist, abusive language.
Good luck. Good fucking luck, because that ain't our president.
They then endorsed his primary opponent, Tanya Hildenbrand. They said she is the only candidate who meets the Republican standard.
Right. I disagree.
Romanek is pissed.
Yeah.
He said his censuring by the party is tantamount to a...
to what?
I'm not going to do the quote. tantamount to a situation in which an N-word would be asked to join the KKK.
Is this guy for real?
Do you think the N-word, he said it, even wants to be part of the cracker organization? He said, on air. And then said that he supports proud blacks, but not people that he calls the N-word.
Listen, this guy...
I grew up with that strategy by the way. The proto-racists who claim they're not racist. Because there are some good ones.
See, that's the worst kind. Oh, yeah. They don't think they're doing... Like, man.
It's my neighborhood, man. Southside Chicago. Yeah. White enclave.
God, you know, this Romanoff guy... I mean, obviously he's a piece of shit, but...
Romanik.
I mean, the same time, he is running on the GOP side, and he's a racist piece of garbage, just like our president,
right,
who's the head of the GOP. I would be confused if I was Romanik. I'd be like, I don't understand. I'm your base's wet fucking dream. They want me.
This guy... has been repeatedly recorded using slurs and derogatory language about women and black people. In January, Romanik called rapper Waka Flocka, Flame, a quote, oh my God, quote, greasy black N-word son of a bitch.
Good God. I mean.
And he used the N-word. He didn't euphemize it like I did.
God, you know.
Because he did a. Anti-Trump performance stunt. So he was pissed at that.
Right.
So he called them a greasy black N-word son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great. Hey, by the way, so this, let's say this guy had gotten elected. Is that going to be his retort to everything in office?
I don't give a damn. That's the Trump campaign.
Right.
That's
fuck
Trump
you,
voters.
Man. I don't have time to
politics
be PC.
Of fuck you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Last year, he called an interviewee's colleague a skanky-ass bitch.
That's criticism. That's constructive criticism.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You're mischaracterizing that.
This week, he said using the terms racist and sexist to describe his language is abusive. There it is again. The persecuted snowflake. How dare you say I'm racist and sexist? You're abusing me.
You're saying the N-word on Twitter. It flows
but not
out
about
of
all of
perfectly.
Them.
Oh, okay.
You're abusing me.
Oh, yes. Enjoy your victimhood, dickhead.
Oh, God, when all of these pissy little white man babies just go away, the world will be so much better. Just get old and die, for God's sake.
But you know what? We're always going to have these people out here as long as we have the Republican Party. That party is built on racism.
Well, they're going to have to do like a big purge or something because...
Who would be left? I mean, you can't. You know, it's just like...
I mean, they fucked up with Goldwater back in the 60s. And my God, Goldwater is fucking Saul Alinsky compared to these people that they have going now. These right-wingers. And they were terrified that that Goldwater was too conservative and he got his ass whooped.
I mean, we got Republicans that want to check people's dick before they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They want to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the fuck is going on. You know, this anti-gay shit. Think about the Republican stance on women and reproductive rights. They don't have any under the Republicans. It's crazy. The Republicans in Texas want you to bury your fucking fetus after you have a motherfucking abortion.
Yeah. After you have to wait three days, after you have to drive 700 miles because they've closed all but like one or two of the abortion clinics.
I mean, when you think about it like that, that party has to go away. They're horrible.
I thought I had one more here. Kind of one more. Oh, here we go. Well, this is what you're just talking about, women's right to choose. Do you remember Flip Benham?
Oh, yes. The Benham brothers.
Correct. He's their sire who
the dad
is the father of the two of the Benham brothers, who were the two assholes who were doing a, I don't know, some house flipping show.
And they didn't get their gig because they're homophobic.
And then
right?
then somebody went back and found out, I don't know, shit they've said and done. And they lost their HGTV. And then they got to be nailed to the cross.
Oh, yes.
And be persecuted Christians. And I'm sure they're making more now as the poster children for Christian persecution than they would have made on their stupid house-flipping HGTV show.
But the upside is that cross on which they were nailed was treated for outside wear and probably
I'm sure
sanded
it was scotch-guarded
down
like crazy.
You know,
the,
it's going to be
no,
nice.
No weevils burrowing into that shit.
Yeah. The blood won't
Well, their dad is another heinous creature slithering around the earth. This is the guy who started Operation Rescue, which is the people that go and brutalize and harass the people going into women's health clinics.
Oh, God. I thought it was something else.
They shame them. Yeah. They
this is horrendous.
Yeah. Get in their faces. He's also the guy that led that group that went to New Orleans during Mardi Gras. Remember?
Right.
Because of all the sin that was happening.
Oh, yeah,
and they infiltrated a Unitarian church service.
Right.
And in the middle of it, disrupted it and started saying, you're evil, you're not Jesus, and stuff like that.
How dumb.
Imagine somebody going into their church
and
doing that. Imagine your ears would burst from the squeals of persecution from these assholes.
They're self-righteous. They're vile.
And I'm not into religion, but how dare they break into somebody else's hoogity boogity magic spells?
Those people weren't hurting anybody.
And Unitarians are almost not even religious.
Relax. Everybody relax.
Which is why they were there.
Yeah.
Because they hate Jesus, they said.
They don't love Jesus enough. Nuts.
Well, Charlotte, North Carolina, this is Concord.
Fuck you.
Pastor Philip Flip Benham was arrested.
No.
For threatening a volunteer at a Charlotte's Woman's Clinic.
Oh, my God. What a piece of fucking shit.
The pastor who holds rallies with dozens of people throughout the week, especially at women's clinics that provide abortions, is saying his arrest is bogus.
Dude. That's the lowest of the low.
A volunteer at a preferred women's health clinic in Charlotte is saying that the pastor threatened her life during one of his rallies. The clinic's director said in a statement that they are scared by the group's increasing pattern of violence.
Oh, my. Of course.
See, this is these fucking Handmaid's Tale assholes.
It's a shame we don't have motherfucking Batman. Batman would take care of this shit. He fucked these guys up.
The volunteer claims that Benham approached her and menacingly and repeatedly told her, you are dead.
Oh, my God.
And she feared that the threat would be carried out.
Yes.
Benham is now saying that this is bullshit. He said, there's never been one convicted acts of violence there at all. Convicted, you'll note. I've been there 17 years. So he's been harassing women for 17 years.
Why wouldn't they think these people would be violent against them? They probably shout horrible shit. You're going to burn in hell. You're killing. You know,
he says that he didn't threaten her, but was saying she's dead in her sins.
Oh, my God. Yes. You're so nuanced. What a fuckhead. You liar. You threatened her. You're a coward. You're threatening a woman trying to get fucking health care. You're the lowest of the low piece of fucking garbage.
He said he's lost count of how many times he's been arrested, but he will gladly sit in a cell for the cause. We care about choice, he says.
Yeah.
We know that God has called all of us to make a choice, and only we have that choice. We want to help them.
Except
the babies.
There's no God. Oopsie. You know what? Listen, if he thinks he's serving his God by sitting in jail for the rest of his days, good. Go sit in jail. At least you won't be out and about in public harassing women trying to get a fucking health care. It's crazy.
He said he wants women to know if they're willing. His crew is willing to help them get through an unwanted pregnancy.
Go fuck yourself.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what do you know? And by the way, dickhead, what do you know about anything? What do you know about it? you're talking about, what if somebody was up your dick about some decision you made about your medical shit, you know, about your body? How would you feel?
No anal bleaching for you.
Right, yeah. I'm going to take you down a few shades.
So there's a little bit of Trump's America, everybody.
Nice.
Isn't it a great place?
Seriously, you can't tell me the world wouldn't be better if we had a Batman. Just at least make it. These people shouldn't be allowed to do this. I'm sorry. I know we have the First Amendment and everything, but what kind of monster yells at women going into clinics? Who are these people? How do they deal? How do they look at themselves in the mirror and think, okay, I did a good thing today. I yelled at a woman trying to get health care.
Well, this is a leftover from Faithless Friday. A Catholic high school student is possibly going to be expelled.
Yes.
From her Catholic high school because on her laptop,
right,
she has a Planned Parenthood sticker.
Oh, God. You got to be kidding me.
Yep. Kate Murray, sophomore at Sacred Heart Greenwich in Connecticut.
Fuck you.
Is in trouble over a sticker that states, I stand with Planned Parenthood.
Oh, shit. God, that's some fucking Handmaid's Tale shit for sure, man.
She was told by the private Catholic school's administrators that she has a choice. If she keeps the sticker, she can leave the school now or leave at the end of the academic year. If she removes the sticker, she can continue to attend the school.
Or maybe just ignore the sticker if it offends you. It's a fucking sticker.
There's a petition already that says, I stand with Kate Murray. It has about, their goal was 1,000. They have almost 3,000 signatures now.
God. You know, I got a friend, she teaches at the Christian college here in town, and she also moonlights at a bar. She's a bartender. And so, but the Christian college, you're not allowed to...
Does she make food too? Is that the same one?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, she teaches at a Christian college? No. That one? Different bartender.
Different person, yeah. And it's like, she's not, but if they found out that she was selling alcohol somewhere, they could fire her.
Damn. Really? If they found out that she was a bartender, she could get fired.
Or she was like photographed drinking liquor or something
on
social
media.
I mean, I just want to be like,
shit.
Well, why don't you pay her enough so she doesn't have to moonlight as a bartender? There's that. Or just fucking go fuck yourself. How's that?
Contrary to they're pointing out here at Pathos, contrary to popular misconception, abortions constitute only about 3% of the services Planned Parenthood has to offer.
What I don't understand is I hear whenever we do these stories, we say that. It's 3%.
Right.
That's it. That means there's 97% of the shit goes on at Planned Parenthood. It's not abortions.
Well, and men go to Planned Parenthood. You can get condoms there and
yes. You
can get checked for stuff.
Right. It's not just, it is not a baby sucking out clinic or whatever you want to call it.
Well, yeah. Only 3% of the time.
3%.
Right.
Idiots.
For now, she's taking the sticker off, she says, but she hasn't decided whether she wants to finish the school year there or put the sticker on and go to a school that isn't going to be so... I'm translating. This isn't going to be so fucking uptight.
Yeah, really. How dumb. What else are they dealing with at that school? This is the important thing, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
I got a Planned Parenthood sticker on a fucking laptop. Two in the head, one in the chest, motherfucker.
How about telling people they can wear condoms, Catholics?
God, yeah. What
That's
about that?
An international travesty.
That might help, you know?
And you're complicit in the spread of AIDS.
Right.
In especially in Africa.
They're like, we don't have time to spread AIDS. We're too busy shuffling these rapey priests around to different parishes and shit like that.
What have we got? A few more minutes. I want to play this Alex Jones shit. But a couple of days ago, remember there was a one of the Parkland students was... claiming that CNN tried to give him scripted questions. And it turns out that this kid and his father are like right-wing Trump ass bags. They're
right.
Like one of the few
so
that
lying.
Survived the shooting that think, yeah, more guns, oh, and we hate God. All these cucks that are running around.
Fuck you.
And CNN was like, no, we don't do that. Right. We have the emails. We have everything. This is not what happened. Yes. Well, now Glenn Hobb, H-A-A-B, the father of Colton Hobb, has admitted that he doctored emails between his son and CNN in an effort to convince people that the network told his kid what to say during a live town hall.
And what was the end all of this? To demonize their movement?
Yeah.
I mean,
and shit on CNN. Bring down CNN, fake news. They're going after the God King Trump.
Why go to, hey, Colton and your stupid dad, why do you go to this trouble? Don't you feel like there's plenty of people out there fighting for the rights of gun owners? There's the NRA, dickhead.
CNN denied the claims that they tried to feed him lines.
Fuck you.
People there said they saw none of it. Nobody else was fed lines, claimed that they were fed lines. And CNN later released email exchanges showing what it really said after the doctored emails appeared.
Right.
Supporting this asshole's claim. And now he says he acknowledges omitting some words from the email, but says he didn't do it on purpose.
Hey, yeah. By accident?
Says he didn't do it on purpose.
God, dude, I want to see these other things. I want to see other accidents in your life. I mean, that's a weird fucking accident.
These people are garbage people. They are ethics
and stupid
and morality free scum.
Think how dumb this motherfucker is. This guy's like, you know what? We're going to get one over on CNN.
Yeah, we're going to help Mr. Trump. We're going to bring down that CNN. You tell them that they gave you a script.
Don't you think CNN's going to be able to refute this and beat you at this game? I mean,
well, they did within minutes.
Right. It's CNN, you dumbasses.
They were like, this is bullshit.
Take on somebody like InfoWars or Breitbart. They might not be able to figure it out. Not fucking CNN.
God, these people are just beyond loathsome.
These guys seriously thought they were going
to... Gun nuts.
Yeah, of course. They were going to box CNN into a corner and force them to admit that, yes, we fed them lines to say. Idiots.
In the same vein, this is... The David Hogg, one of the other teenagers that is out being very vocal. He's the one who's kind of been the main target of the right wing and the right wing lunatics.
Right.
Who are out there.
I love these kids. They're fucking awesome.
Claiming that he's a crisis actor. He's being paid by Soros.
God, that's shameless.
They're puppets of the evil CNN.
Again, I wish you could burn in hell. I wish hell existed. These fucking guys. Gross.
We talked about it yesterday, how Alex Jones' InfoWars got a strike one on the YouTube when their video about this kid was taken down as
that's evil.
Fraudulent hate speech because they tried to claim that he's an actor.
Yes.
A crisis actor.
Ooh.
So now David Hogg has been apparently trolling Alex Jones a little bit.
Oh, really?
And Alex Jones is losing his mind.
Oh, shit.
David Hogg, teenage survivor of the mass shooting in Florida that killed 17 people, has been trolling. This is right wing watch. They say is trolling InfoWars nutritional supplement salesman and radio host Alex Jones. Jones has spent nearly 2 weeks advancing the false narrative that the teenagers who survived the shooting and are now advocating for stricter gun laws are crisis actors.
Oh, disgusting.
Alex Jones also placed the blame on CNN and David Hogg for recent strikes on his YouTube account.
No, the strikes on your YouTube account is because of shit you did.
Right. Oh, apparently he's got two strikes now because... Right Wing Watch says he's currently one strike away from being banned from YouTube altogether.
Oh, shit, Alex. Jeez. What are you going to do, you fucking dickhead?
David Hogg tweeted this morning, hey, Alex Jones, you seem to be really confused as to what I do slash who I am. I'd love to come on and clear some of this up.
What?
Because clearly, as a shit journalist, you can't clearly.
That's awesome. David, don't go in that fucking studio, though, right? You don't want to go on fucking InfoWars.
Alex Jones responded. Hi, David. It would be fantastic for you to come in. I'd be very thankful for that. I'm going to set the record straight and clear things up between you and I.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay. See, he wants to get that kid on and shred him and bully him.
How's he going to do that, though? Because, like, he doesn't have the facts on his side, and he doesn't have the moral high ground. This is a kid. This kid couldn't be more sympathetic. I mean, he's...
So he's... Alex Jones is trying to, you know, be civil, it sounds like. It'd be fantastic for you to come in. I'd be very thankful. I want to set the record straight and clear things up between you and I. That's what he tweeted.
Sure.
However, on his show...
Yes. Oh, did he throw a chair?
It's a slightly different tune from Alex Jones.
So you can see how it's all scripted. And then, because they can't get me to talk bad about David Hogg, and they know court case-wise... that we've got CNN admitting that they got involved in our account, the New York Times admitting they did it, Hogg up there, all of it, that...
CNN running a story that Alex Jones has put a blatant, fraudulent, defamatory video on his account is not being complicit. He's saying, CNN did it,
right.
CNN is in there, New York Times is in there, they're all against me.
Oh my God, Alex, you're fucking crazy.
It's, again, perpetual snowflakes.
Right.
The perpetual victims. They think when they're called out on their heinous bullshit.
Yes.
That they're the ones being attacked and
persecuted.
Right,
right,
right. That Hogg up there, all of it, that he can definitely be brought into the court case. So now he's positioning himself. I'd say we're 24, 48 hours out from permanent banning. 2+ billion views, thousands of incredible videos on health, on life, on science, on the universe.
Science!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The first place I go when I want to read something about science is Info Fucking Wars.
Alex, you're a lunatic gun nut Nazi whose signature move is hurling your chair across your studio.
When I want to learn about Chimera... I'll go to InfoWars when I want to learn.
A colony of retired fucking molestation victims on Mars.
When I want to learn what the lunatics are thinking about contrails, I'll go to Alex Jones.
You know what I don't understand? Doesn't he have his own platform? I mean, can't he just have people go to InfoWars?
Excuse me, chemtrails.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure.
Contrails are what they really are.
Right.
Chemtrails is what Alex Jones says.
Because they're condensation.
Yes.
It's not like.
It's not. Drugs to keep
turn
us from
gay.
Fucking each other,
oh, okay.
Or to turn us gay or whatever.
Right. But doesn't he have his own website? Can't he just go to InfoWars and watch his fucking
videos
there?
But obviously he gets a lot of play over at YouTube.
On life, on science, on the universe, on politics, on sunsets, on fireside chats, just you name it, it's on there. The Charlton Heston interview, Noam Chomsky interview, President Trump interview, interviews, all of it gone. A compendium of 12 years, 13 years of work.
A what?
They're going back.
A compendium?
Of 12 years of work.
Hey, Alex, congrats on that compendium. Good job, buddy. I'm going to lose my compendium.
It's probably on Word of the Day or something.
Oh, yeah. Lose my compendium. Go fuck yourself.
Videos of my, French bulldog and chihuahua that are dead now playing in the yard. you go put your stuff on their cloud. That's what YouTube is a pre-cloud. You go there, you give them billions and billions of views, and then they sit there and they lie about you, and they roll out a teenager, a young man, a spokesman, an activist, and they say he's the bully, Alex Jones is the bully, and then Mr. Hogg, who we've since challenged and he's not responded while he's still tweeting about us, calls me a charlatan and someone sued for saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. That never happened. That's just totally made up. And that I'm basically a fat, ugly person.
Well,
and a SH, you know what, T journalist.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, I can't say those potty words.
I disagree with David. I don't think he's a shit journalist. I think Alex is just a shit.
Right, journalist is journalist, quite kind.
He's like Rush, right? They're not journalists. They're not out there getting scoops.
Oh well, what do you mean? He's had to cancel his show to go research. Do his research.
God. Oh God, you're such a victim. This kid that he is bitching about was shot at. He's trying to fucking. Oh, you're a monster, Alex. God, fuck you.
He posted. Apparently, there's some before and after pictures of Alex Jones taking some supplement, like before and 45 days later, and it really just looks like he kind of sucked in his gut a little bit.
Yeah, he put on a tight shirt. Colloidal silver will make your dick hard.
David Hogg tweeted that and says, when your snake oil only makes you thick 45 days later.
Oh, shit, dude.
So he's really trolling Mr. Alex Jones.
Yeah, be careful with that. His fans are crazy, right?
He retweeted somebody who said, never forget Alex Jones once posted before and after pictures to sell a supplement in which he barely changed but just got redder.
Well, that's the point of colloidal silver, right? You want to increase your total body redness?
Colloidal silver.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones squealing little baby squeals about the teenager.
And that he wants to come on my show.
Teenage.
And then he shows pictures of me and makes fun of me and everything. Clearly trying to bait me. Clearly trying to bait me. And we don't expect him to come on. I mean, we know that CNN's from research we've got involved advising him and the rest of it. And so that's just how it is.
So from research they've got, CNN's advising him.
Oh, my God. He's attacking a teenager. He's worried about a teenager fucking with his show.
Young man, 18-year-old man.
Meanwhile, did you see that a couple of these teenagers already have more followers than like Dana Loesch, than the NRA and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that?
Yeah.
He can have us banned, play the victim, and then sit there on his Twitter to close to 300,000, or is it more than 300,000 followers, and defame.
This is his music, not mine.
This is crazy.
I'm not putting that music on there.
Play the victim and then sit there on his Twitter to close to 300,000, or is it more than 300,000 followers, and defame me and lie about me and say whatever he wants. So I want to have Mr. Hogg, who challenges me. Well, we private message you name it. We're waiting, Mr. Hogg. We're waiting right now for you to come on. And we're going to ask you the question. We know you want to get rid of the Second Amendment. Where do you stand on the First? You like being the poster boy for that?
There you go.
So dumb.
Alex Jones picking a fight with a teenage activist because he's all but hurt.
Was that Mr. Roboto?
I don't know what that was.
Was that Sticks?
I think it was their own.
Dun, 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 dun,
I think it was his own proprietary bullshit.
Oh, really?
Probably. We got to get the hell out of here quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow, same time and everything. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Good reviews. Thanks for those that do. And thanks for those that buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where you can help us out by buying stuff and giving us a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yeah, tell your friends about the crabs.
Just helps us here at Screaming Liberal Media. Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is the same. Or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Guns kill people.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.